This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Continues another hour post State of the Union edition. How about that? A lot going on. Quick reminder that we will be next week at the Bismarck Event Center for the K-Fire Agri International of What's on Your Mind. Please, 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 please come by. We're going to have copies of the book. I'll autograph that for you. We also have a couple other surprises we're working on. Can't say anything yet, but it is the marketplace where farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses meet. 43 years ago, this started as a way to show appreciation and acknowledge the importance of agriculture to our economy. So it's amazing. Now it's evolved into the premier midwinter event. Hundreds of agribusinesses and lots of educational, informational programs. Biggest ever this year. Up to 600 exhibit booths. How about that? Great place for farmers and ranchers to shop, visit, and learn. Free admission, free parking. South lots of the Bismarck Event Center. We will see you there. And certainly looking forward to that very much as well. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I couldn't survive North Dakota winters without a hot tub. Maybe I could have a few years ago, but now you're green.
Yeah, you're green. Yep.
It is so... Every single time my wife and I get in the hot tub, we're like, why don't we do this more?
Yeah, for decades now for me.
20 minutes a day, and you feel like a different person. It's really incredible. It is. So, and, of course, not only that, just a lot of ways to pass winter and make it go fast, from shuffleboard to bubble hockey to, you know, Brunswick pool tables and Olhausen pool tables, and the saunas folks are raving about these days, too. So a lot to love at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and it's all about your wellness. It really is. They're in Fargo, they're in Bismarck, they're in Grand Forks, they're in Minot. Online, too, give them a call, Hot Springs Spa, Pool Tables, to tell them Scott sent you. Senator John Hoeven is here. We have some calls waiting to go to react to last night's State of the Union address as well. And welcome more of your questions and comments as we go throughout the program. Senator, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Greetings, Scott, to you and your listeners.
Saw you walking in last night, saw you on the floor of the Senate, and it never gets old for me to watch the State of the Union address and watch people, you know, sitting there and soaking in all that history. What were your takeaway thoughts last night as you're listening and as you're looking around?
No, that was very good. I mean, I thought that not only did the president do a very good job, but just the content was extremely strong. He's given good State of the Unions before, but, you know, this was right up there. I had a great guest. I had Jake Jornsted join me from Fargo. He is the founder of Bushel, which is a company that works in the ag sector. It's a tech-based company that works with our farmers and ranchers. And had him down here because just a great example of how we're an ag powerhouse, we're an energy powerhouse, and now we're this tech entrepreneurship, aerospace, all these things with technology. That's kind of the third wave we're building, and he's a great example of that. Just a young entrepreneur doing great stuff. And the reason I emphasize that a little bit is because that's the kind of thing you were hearing from the president in his speech, that strong, powerful view of the future, you know, and Americans doing just great things to build a better future for our country.
Yeah, that is a great story. Soon every elevator in America will have the ability to allow their customers to have that North Dakota-made product and the technology.
They're growing like crazy. I mean, he's going from 160 to 200 people. He's got 80 million capitalization and growing. But if you think about it, you know, and the president had a lot of great examples, some really heroic people there last night, as you know. But our guy right there, and then there's so many examples from North Dakota. If you want to talk about ag and energy, the president talked about ag and energy. Well, this country is energy self-sufficient now in large part because of North Dakota, where, you know, we lead the world in agriculture in a large part because of North Dakota. So what I liked is this blending of what he was talking about in terms of a strong, positive future for our country and our state being a big part of that.
Let's go to Jamestown, and Scotty has a comment on the State of the Union address. We're with Senator Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Scotty, go ahead.
Well, Senator Hovind, I believe, will agree with me on this. I am better off. My neighbors are better off. My city, my county, my country, because of Donald J. Trump. And the reason for it is President Trump is not running this country like a politician. He's running this country like a business. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I'm, of course, he's hit the good note with me on that, because being a businessman all my life, I like that. I'm with him. And I, you know, something as a governor, I really tried to emphasize. And, you know, it's not just the economy. And he's right about that. And, you know, our farmers are still challenged. I'm not going to take away anything from that because of the weather, the low commodity prices and all that. But, you know, with the assistance that we're working to get out there and then these new trade agreements, I think we're going to turn a corner there. And the other aspects of our economy are really going. But it's not just the economy. It's also the focus on the fundamentals. In other words, supporting law enforcement and the rule of law. We can't have things like sanctuary cities. Supporting our veterans and our military so we're safe here at home and abroad. So it's all those things that are so important.
Oh, yeah. And I am a Korean vet, so I can
Well, thank you
that.
For your service.
I enjoyed the freshman senator from California last night. I thought she was amazing.
Freshman senator from California. I'm trying to. Are you talking about
Harris?
Pelosi.
The speaker. Up the speech.
I was going to ask you just because, you know, you've always been a just the facts kind of guy. Let's just talk about the metrics. Let's talk about the facts. Let's not get into the games and everything else.
I, of course, didn't see that when I was there. You know, because we were so busy, and then you're talking to everybody going out. You see a lot of the cabinet and your fellow senators. I talked to Congress. I saw Kelly Armstrong visit with him, talk to congressmen, you know, that we're working on stuff with and all that. So I didn't see it at the time. And then when I got home later, you know, it was after midnight and stuff, and I'm seeing that, and I thought, oh, no, you don't do something like that. That I think was too bad.
It wasn't just that, though. The Democrats were flat out angry for most of the night and groaning and sitting on their hands. And, you know, some people have said the president was, you know, I guess in their face a little bit. I thought the only place he was in their face is to point out that, you know, things were different in the Obama administration than they are now. And he said it. I mean, talking about, you know, socialized medicine is never going to happen here. Sorry. And the pledge there. Do you think the president handled it about right as far as how he pointed out the differences between previous administrations and what he's done so far?
Two things there, Scott. One is he did try to reach out when he talked about family leave, when he talked about health care, when he talked about infrastructure. I mean, there are a number of times where clearly when he emphasized how we passed the Second Chance bill and said everybody here was part of it. I mean, all the Democrats stood up and applauded. He gave them credit saying, look, we can do stuff if we work together. So to me, clearly there were a number of those times where he reached out. Of course, they don't like everything he said any more than when President Obama was president. We sat there as Republicans and listened to a lot of stuff that we strongly disagreed with. So, again, yes, I thought there were a number of things that he put on the table that I think are bipartisan, and I hope Democrats will work with us on.
But will the Democrats in that room, the Democrats that led the House impeachment, will the Democrats that have been fighting him in the Senate as well, will they ever say, this is a president I can work with? I mean, they've just dug their heels in to say, no matter what he proposes, as you say, these are things they pushed for a long time. He's getting them through, like family leave, and some Republicans don't like it and went along with it.
And
olive branch. So what can you do to satisfy that group?
Well, but the thing is, that's the whole point, is he has been able to get legislation. Look at USMCA. We just passed that with a huge bipartisan vote. Now, the House held it for a long time. But ultimately, because it helps the country, we were able to force it through. That's one example. The Second Chance Act is another example. The Farm Bill. We passed the Farm Bill with 87 votes in the Senate. There's any number of pieces of legislation. For our veterans, we've passed multiple bills for, the Missions Act, Veterans Choice, a number. So, I mean, yes, he is getting bipartisan things done.
Question for Senator Hovind from Tim and Dickinson. Go ahead, Tim.
It was a good speech and everything, but Mr. Hovind, I got a question about day ones with this from China in America. I have a friend who's supposed to go back March 15th. His visa's outdated. What can we do to help him to be legal till this is done in China?
Yeah, you get a hold of my office. We better work on that because, you know, we have to be careful with that coronavirus thing. And so we should be able to, if he's having any difficulty, would you have him get a hold of my office? Where are you?
Where do you live? North Dakota.
Yeah, what I'll do, Tim, I'll just put you on hold here. We'll get your number, and then we'll put that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because if you're in Fargo, you get my Fargo office or Bismarck or whatever is most convenient for you. But make sure you get to my office, and let's make sure we get on top of that.
We'll connect you there. Tim, hang on. I know you're worried about this for a friend, so the friend would probably have to contact Senator Holden's office to open up a file.
I've got, you know, Watford City, Minot, Brantford. So whatever is most convenient, but we need to get on that for you.
Tim, hang on a sec. We'll get your number and forward that on to Senator Holden's office after a short break and come back with more of your questions or comments reacting to last night's State of the Union address from President Trump ahead of an impeachment hearing this afternoon at 3 o'clock that should wrap up that with a final vote. Wouldn't that be something? More after this. Don't go away.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
We are advancing with unbridled optimism and lifting our citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed very, very high. Since my election, we have created 7 million new jobs, 5 million more than government experts projected during the previous administration.
Just Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. And I've reread the speech this morning in transcript form, the one that Nancy Pelosi ripped up, and it is staggering. It really is. It reads just like, wow, 3 years, a short period of time, really incredible. More with Senator John Hovind in just a moment here on What's On Your Mind. I'm brought to you in part today by the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about the Energy of North Dakota and what that is doing right now. The president, as I played earlier, talked in the speech about what we're doing in just 3 years on energy independence. And a lot of that is by removing regulatory burdens that were just duplicative and unnecessary at the federal level. But when that happens and it translates into communities being transformed, the quality of life going up, we had a fellow earlier call GED. Did not get his diploma, comes back, gets a GED, then gets a job in the oil patch and makes money he never dreamed of making before. And he calls to thank the president because that's what's happening. I mean, that is the kind of transformation in all these communities that is underway. It is something to behold. There's no doubt about it. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Senator John Hovind back with us on the program. Let's see here. Who's next? I'll go to Nate in Fargo for the senator. Go ahead, Nate.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I thought that speech last night was something that I'll never see in my life again. I thought it was fantastic. But immediately after the speech, I was watching C-SPAN, and one of the Republican representatives said that after President Trump gets acquitted, that they already have open investigations ready to go, and they're going to look to impeach the president once again. And Nadler was just on CNN saying that he's looking to subpoena more witnesses, subpoena John Bolton. What kind of patience is left for that in the Senate? And second, Nancy Pelosi may have tore up the State of the Union speech last night, but today President Trump tears up his articles of impeachment.
Well, it is frustrating. And, you know, we're into election season, and so I understand what you're saying, and that's why I really go back to what are the accomplishments? How's the economy doing? Look at what we're doing in energy. Look at now these trade agreements to help our farmers. Look at securing our border, building the wall, going after sanctuary cities, supporting the military, supporting the veterans. At the end of the day, in spite of the frustrations of the politics and all that, I think that's what the American people look to, because that's what matters. And that's why it's so important that we continue to point out these things. And that's why where you started when you talked about the State of the Union speech. That's why that's so important. Yes, he did a good job delivering it, but most importantly, he was talking about real accomplishments.
Yes, sir, he was.
Appreciate the call, Nate. Thank you very much. And to his point that we could expect more impeachment, they have threatened that. He's right to say, okay, we'll do it again. You think Democrats are going to continue this through the election? Do you expect more impeachment challenges?
The president's approval rating hit an all-time high. I think he's up close to 50% now. So it's gone up to an all-time high. So, again, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I guess they'll decide if they're going to keep doing those kind of things, you know, the House Democrats. But at this point, again, I think people are looking at it and saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not what we elected you guys to do. We elected you to get things done for us.
By the way, the Highway Patrol in North Dakota has told us that northbound 29 to westbound I-94 loop ramp is currently closed in Fargo. A loaded concrete truck rolled onto the loop ramp. A driver did suffer minor injuries. When it's reopened, they'll let us know, but there are personnel on the scene to remove the truck. So thanks, Captain Ewan, for an update on that as well. More of our conversation now with Senator John Hovind. Your questions, your comments, live from Washington today. So the vote today in impeachment is pretty much a foregone conclusion, correct? I did see that Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he will reluctantly vote to convict. He was one of the Democrats thought to maybe come to the other side, but you don't need his vote, right?
No, we'll get all the Republicans, and I think we'll get, I was thinking maybe up to three or so Democrats. I thought Jones would probably vote with us, but so I was a little surprised by that. But I still think we'll get some Democrat votes as well as the Republicans.
Christian in Fargo for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Christian.
Good morning and a happy day to all of you.
Good morning.
Hey, I have like three comments I came from a household where dad was a running back for Concordia and messed up his knee, and his first question was, what am I going to be able to do? So he wanted to serve. He went to Korea and became a drill sergeant. Well, it wasn't in Korea, obviously. He was a drill sergeant here in North America before these. And then after he came back from serving that way, he ran the DAV. And then after he got done with that, they just said, well, what can I do now? And that seems to be Trump's idea, too. What can I do now? What can I do now? They adopted us four children, and we had 42 foster children in and out of our house in about 12 years. All the time asking the question, what can I do now? What can I do now? And after watching Trump last night, I'm proud to be an American, and I hope that that never changes, the pride I'm talking about. Did any of you see the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, I did as well. Yep.
What did you think of it, and did you hear Michael Savage's comments?
Didn't hear Michael Savage, but you know, I thought it could have been a lot more family friendly, is what I thought, Kirsten.
Yeah, well, that's basically what he said. That they went from in 50 years from a drill team to a team of girls that looked like they'd been drilled. So it was some good comments from Michael Savage on that.
All right, Kirsten, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Anything you want to say about that, Senator?
I just want to say 42 foster kids. Pretty remarkable service right there. And I think you deserve a thank you for that.
Special place in heaven for foster parents, for sure. Texter says, ask Senator Hoeven when he plans to visit Standing Rock schools again.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be down there. I try to get all over the state and certainly on the reservation, and I would expect it won't be long before I'll be back.
Only have about a half a minute left, but I'd like your take based on where we go from here. So impeachment will likely be in the rearview mirror, this version at least. You got a pretty strong State of the Union speech. You got a Democratic primary going on, and obviously an election come November. How's this year going to play out? Is it going to get more ugly and more of the same? Do you think there's any chance you bring some the Democrats around and have a Reagan-like landslide in 84? What's your thought?
You know, I'm sure hopeful, you know, in terms of our work, we can get on to some things like lowering prescription drug costs, passing an infrastructure bill, continuing to do more for our veterans, securing the border, law enforcement, those kind of things. I hope there's some work we can get done there, and that, like we talked about earlier, that we get the focus on the election on, you know, the real things that work for the people and the legitimate choice that we put forward, the things that we believe in as Republicans, and the Democrats obviously can put forward, you know, their vision. But it should be about what works for the people.
Senator John Hoeven, thanks for the time. We appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
More after this, folks.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area, and we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just three short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline. And we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny.
After his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of his address in half. The ADP private payroll jobs report out this morning shows the creation of jobs had its best month last month since May of 2015 at 291,000 new private sector jobs created. The government's jobs report comes out Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. But then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money and still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. Then you get older and it don't feel like it should. Thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Once I get a car that don't stall in the morning.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind. Last night, the president, let's spin the wheel of Trump, should we? And just see what comes up as a comment from last night, what the wheel of Trump likes, because there's so many. I could play the whole speech over again and say, I love that, I love that. I want to get to the Rush comment, the Presidential Medal of Freedom and his comments about Rush Limbaugh. There's just a lot there to like, but play one quick here before we introduce our next guest.
All right, let me see here. Spin the wheel as he lands on fighting for trade.
Maybe that's
it. Sang that one.
The vision I will lay out this evening demonstrates how we are building the world's most prosperous and inclusive society, one where every citizen can join in America's unparalleled success, and where every community can take part in America's extraordinary rise. From the instant I took office, I moved rapidly to revive the U.S. economy, slashing a record number of job-killing regulations, enacting historic and record-setting tax cuts, and fighting for fair and reciprocal trade agreements.
All right. And, you know, if you want to go through the list of things that impact North Dakota in a major way, that one would be right up there without question. I would also argue we've had some very bad trade deals for North Dakota. Agriculture gets jammed in a lot of trade deals. And the president saw that, put farmers first, and said, whatever you do, take care of the farmers. And I know we have more to do, obviously, with ranchers kind of ended up status quo because they didn't get the best treatment in NAFTA, and they got the same treatment in USMCA. So we still have work to do there. But anyway, I thought a great night for North Dakota last night for sure. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Mineral Tracker. Question for you, are you being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals? Before you do anything on that front, talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker, because what they do is support mineral owners. That's a primary focus at Mineral Tracker, which means making sure you get the best price for your minerals. Can you predict the future? Pretty tough. But these guys have a lot of data to help that. Complex mineral management, that's what they do in their sleep. So if you're looking to sell, talk to Jeff Toll at Mineral Tracker. They have your back. MineralTracker.com. Or call them at 833-842-2924. Get the app. The app is fabulous. MineralTracker.com. Free, a 30-day trial on that app as well. All right, questions on what you thought of last night's speech, highlights, what you liked, what you didn't like. We invite your questions or comments at 800-228-0550. Your text as well at 701-367-2054. And you get a chance to talk to our next guest. The featured speaker at today's Politics in a Plate, Rick Berg, the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
I want to remind folks that the Holiday Inn Fargo is where they do Politics in a Plate. This is always the first Wednesday. And there's great speakers, great crowd, good place to just kind of connect with folks. So that'll be Rick that'll be doing that tonight, hosted by the District 45 Republicans today. Starts at noon at the Holiday Inn Fargo. You can get tickets right there at the door. So
absolutely.
It's a great lunch. Nice to see you. How you been?
Well, I've been doing good. It's been a pretty exciting news day the last 3 days.
Unbelievable,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You know, really, when you talk about exciting news days, we've had a lot of those over the last number of years in the Republican Party in North Dakota. I mean, if you had to do the state of the party, what would you say?
Well, it was interesting. Someone had asked me just a couple of days ago, how come North Dakota has a dominant Republicans on the statewide elected and legislative? And I kind of reflected on that, and it's really because what our state, our elected leaders have done is they've focused on growing the economy. They focused on taking care of people, growing the economy, and, you know, it's kind of that's what we're seeing Trump try to do at the national level. What we hear about unemployment at the lowest level in 50 years, I mean, that is huge. That's what drives our country. That will keep our country going. And so, again, I just reflect on the decisions that we've made are longer-term decisions. They're not these quick decisions. And I see our country moving in the right direction.
You made me think of the conversation you and I had a long time ago, probably over 10 years ago, about the Budget Stabilization Fund.
Yep.
And the idea behind that, the motive behind that. And now you look at North Dakota's economic budget picture. There's a lot of things done right in North Dakota, and that comes from good Republican leadership.
It's putting the money in things that are going to help create jobs, the infrastructure investment, those types of things. You know, are helping our state, really helping people, if you will, across the whole state. I mean, our philosophy has always been the best government program is a private sector job, and I think that's playing out.
Rick, of course, folks will remember, spent time in Congress as well, and you have been to a State of the Union address.
And a few of them, yep.
What's that like when you're sitting there?
I can't really describe it in words. I mean, you know, obviously the House of Representatives is just this cool place, this iconic place with when you sit there, you can just think about all the people that have come before you and the decisions that they've made, the heavy decisions, all the State of the Unions for, you know, centuries that have gone on. And, you know, for me, the reality is it's kind of a scramble. So, you know, everyone, there's no seat assignments or anything like that. So, you know, people try and get a seat. And then, of course, the Senate comes in, so that adds more people. And then in the gallery up above, of course, that's where the special guests sit. And so, and then, of course, the president comes in and he's introduced. And it's, you know, just the, if you will, just being in America and see ordinary people rising to those different levels. And then the president setting their vision out. It's just a really cool process.
And you were there when President Obama was there. So you're watching a president of a different party.
Yep.
At the State of the Union address. When you see Democrats all the way up to Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech last night and some of the antics going on, the House managers sitting, you know, to try and intimidate the president in the front row, I mean, is that sort of, hey, that's politics and we did that too, or have they taken us to a new low?
That really bothered me at a personal level. I mean, again, our country is built on different ideas. Our country is built on people that have come from different backgrounds, and that's kind of where this debate comes together. And I, again, from, you know, just seeing the video of Pelosi ripping that speech up, I'm like, I was just disheartened because, again, it shows how, if you will, her and her caucus have kind of just, they're not listening to anything. It's just.
Was she like that when you were there?
Well, she was in the minority then.
Yeah, a little different deal. Yeah,
much, much different deal.
But she better served almost in the minorities, and she's smart, savvy, and strategic, and
absolutely,
you know.
Very much so. Yeah. And I think she was different in the minority because she knew that she was looking for ways that she could again partner with the majority and get a few things done, or if there was a fracture in the majority party, would there be a way that she could get some of her issues, some of the things that she wanted in legislation.
Elaine in Fargo for Rick Berg with a question. Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, I'd like to say something about Nancy Pelosi, but I won't because I think my sentiments are pretty much what the audience is. She lost it. But my question is, who picked up that speech? Because that thing's going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Hadn't thought of that, but someone should hang on to that.
That's why I love our listeners, because Elaine thought of that. We've had a couple of texts and emails that have said the same thing. What did somebody say here? They said that they said
well,
they
Hannity
should... This
Hannity
one said,
something last night that he would really pay a lot of money to get a hold of that.
I bet he would, yeah. This texter said Trump should put that torn-up speech up for auction and then donate the proceeds to mental health awareness. I bet someone would pay millions. So, thank you, Elaine. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Scott. Ben, Rick, hey. Nice to catch you on the show.
Sure. No, happy
dad,
to be on
Terry
here.
From, Terry from Edinger. So I'm his son.
Oh, cool.
Listen and talk
to him. Get a shout out to the hometown of Edinger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. well, Scott, here it's getting 6 months and we get to gather ourselves. And I always ask you, who's going to have the guts to take this on again? Because even though they're going to win, Trump's going to win, and we probably get more seats in the House and Senate. Even if they lose, you're still going to see this big, who's going to take this on? Who's going to be able to take on this charade? I mean,
I think what you're asking, Grant, is that given what Trump has endured, who in their right mind would put their name in that hat to do it? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean,
Before I answer, I'm kind of curious what Rick thinks. Just hang tight here, Grant. We'll let Rick answer, and then we'll chat about it.
Well, okay. I think the strongest and best statesmen, men or women, are the ones that believe in the cause. And regardless of how difficult the challenge is, how much they're attacked and beat up and mistreated and that kind of stuff, Trump is laying out the direction for our country. And I quite frankly think 4 years from now, there's going to be a number of people anxious and ready and willing to take that cause on.
But don't you think the Democrats are as vicious to him as they are because they want to say, hey, you private sector folks, you people that have never run for public office, we have this. Get out of here. They're sending a shot across the bow.
Absolutely. But I also think Trump's showing that, again, if you believe in the right causes and you do the right things, you don't have to be this perfect politician. Just get it done.
I think Mike Pence would be...
I'm a big fan of Mike Pence.
I am, too, because he's just rock solid on all of the issues.
Absolutely.
And always has been. And obviously, he has a different style than Trump, but probably has learned a lot from Trump about fighting. I mean, one of the things Republicans, the Republican faithful don't like about Republican elected leaders, they don't think they fight enough. Yeah. And Trump has certainly heard that, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone complain about Trump not fighting hard enough. But we've got an election to win right now, and I think... In my lifetime, this election, from what we're kind of seeing out of Iowa, which is just fascinating to me, that how they've mishandled that whole thing, truly it's unbelievable. In fact, I'd like to say it's kind of a reflection how they've mishandled government when you watch things go on in Congress. Things are overly complicated. But we're going to see two polar opposites, I believe, this election. And the American people are going to have a very stark choice. And so this election will have dramatic consequences. I hope the House they're able to regain it, but it'll be, again, black and white.
And in North Dakota, of course, Kelly Armstrong will lead the ticket.
Absolutely. Yep.
Governor Burgum.
Yep.
So those are two big races, re-election races, probably fairly described as not all that difficult in the re-election camp, but you take them all seriously, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And I think they're fighting for the right things, the things that North Dakotans believe in.
Hey, Grant, keep challenging me on who's next, but right now I think it's probably going to be Pence. He's just going to have all that Trump apparatus around him. Rick, thanks a bunch. We appreciate you.
Oh, great to be here.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-3000. 7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
That's church bells, or what is that?
It's a little Pearl Jam.
Oh, it's a little Pearl. I'm not sure Pearl Jam's made it into any church repertoire.
No, probably not. Yeah.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Tuckluch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Puckledge Chevy Buick GMC. That's 721 West Main and Valley City. Puckledge, of course, Bismarck. Online at Puckledge.com. And I love telling you about Wednesday Wheels at Puckledge because it's generally a really, 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 really good deal. You can save nearly $1,000 on this one owner 2017 Chevy Impala Premier from Puckledge Valley City. There's 49,000 miles on it. Beautiful pepper dust metallic, sharp-looking grayish-brown that looks fantastic any time of year. It's got a peppy 3.6-liter V6 engine, Bose sound system. Now we're talking leather seats, 20-inch aluminum wheels, and all kinds of room. It was $20,995, but they said, Scott, Lop 995 out there. Let's go with an even 20. Even 20, if you tell them you heard about it right here on the radio from yours truly, you're going to take it away for a 20. It's a 2017, so it's like, you know, 2 years old, right? And a nice Impala Premier from Pucklich, 49,000 miles on it. Boy, you're saving a ton. 20. Drive it away. What a great car. 800-401-4352. Call them. 800-401-4352. 800-401-4352. Put a sold sign on that one quick. Or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. That one's in Valley City, by the way. 721 West Main, Valley City. Online at PucklichValleyCity.com or from the Bismarck store, Pucklich.com. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. What do you think is the number one most important thing people should take away from last night's State of the Union address, Chris Berg?
Movie producer.
What do you mean by that?
It's what I said on Monday. I think people have got to just realize who you're dealing with here in Donald Trump and the fact that, have you ever seen a president, Scott, that's able to dance up and down from the balcony down to the his speech and bring in, you know, a live Medal of Freedom, reunite a family live during the State of the Union? I mean, those are their own little separate acts. And I'm watching last night, and it just reminded me of William Shakespeare's quote about all the world a stage, all the men and women are merely players. You know, they got their actors.
You don't
they got
have any
entrances.
Choice. You have to vote for me.
That's how he sees the world.
Somebody interrupted this. I think that was the president of the United States. I'm not sure what the...
You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
I don't think he said that last night.
He said that sometime.
Yeah, he said that sometime. I think you're describing the president's talents right. But I have to say, you know, when you have a good story and you have a good script, you want a good movie producer to tell the story and to lay it out. And he puts those two together. Because there can be a negative connotation to movie producer that is more about the show and, hey, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain kind of thing. I mean, I reread the speech three times today, and I could talk for a week about each one of these topics and the difference they've made in people's lives and what's happening. And was he in your face last night? Not really. I thought only if you're a Democrat who's had really bad ideas that he's had to fight and do differently, because he said, look, here's what they did, here's what I did. That, of course, makes them mad, so they want to sit on their hands. I tend to think of the people impacted by that. So I like the fact that the president has the talents in the sense of saying, let's go above and beyond here in telling the story, because you expose your critics for, I mean, when the Tuskegee Airman stands up, or his little nephew, the 8-year-old, or, you know, or was it a grandson or nephew, I forget it, all those great stories we heard last night, and people sit on their hands, they look pretty small, don't they, Chris?
Oh, they just look ridiculous. I mean, it's like last night with what Pelosi did. It's just so petty, from not doing the proper introduction to the President of the United States to ripping up the speech. It makes him look really, really small.
Chris Berg is with us from Point of View on What's on Your Mind today. Only a couple of minutes left. Roxanne in Eureka, South Dakota wants to weigh in on this. Roxanne, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think Donald Trump hit the nail on the head on everything. I'm hoping that anybody undecided voters will have taken everything to heart and know that President Trump is what we need for another 4 years.
Thank you, Roxanne. A lot of great comments today from people. You can tell the reaction to this is real, right? These aren't people that pay attention to this for a living. They're real Americans out there living their lives in North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever, and President clearly touched him last night. What did you think of Nancy Pelosi's reaction to all of it? That little fidgeting. And I said she was like a 3-year-old, but people said I shouldn't insult 3-year-olds. But in church on Sunday, right? And she'd really been taken to the cry room or something. What was that?
I don't know, Scott. I mean, clearly they see the fact that, look, anything they're doing is not working. When you try to impeach a president and his approval numbers go up, that's got to just scare the bejesus out of you if you're a Democrat. They know he's going to walk.
Yeah, so I guess they go bitter then, right? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe they're just seeing the writing on the wall. How about this last night for the conservative punditry?
Here tonight is a special man,
beloved by millions of Americans who just received a stage 4 advanced cancer diagnosis. This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet.
What'd you
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you for your decade.
Place went crazy. Not the Democrats. What'd you think of that?
Phenomenal.
It was. Really was. There were a lot of great nights, a lot of great pieces last night. Watch Chris Berg tonight, 6:30 Point of View, folks. KX4 West Dakota Fox.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.